You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The World Cup with William Hill.
The Punt Daily Podcast. Listen at news.williamhill.com, on Audioboom, or subscribe by iTunes or your preferred podcast provider.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily World Cup podcast brought to you by William Hill. We're looking ahead to day four of the 2018 World Cup and three games coming up on day four. Costa Rica taking on Serbia in the 1 o'clock kickoff. Then at 4 o'clock, Germany versus Mexico in one of the big games of Group F. Then Brazil versus Switzerland join the party at 7 p.m. Two of the tournament favourites then making their World Cup bows on the Sunday, with both Brazil and Germany towards the head of that market. They're the headline acts for sure on the programme on Sunday, and we'll be hearing an in-depth match preview from Alex Dunn and John Gibby on the action on the three games on Sunday. Lee Phelps is back with his country file thoughts. I'm sure that'll be particularly informative. And we also hear from the Racing Post podcast team as well with their thoughts on Sunday's matches. Let's kick straight into the preview then and begin with Costa Rica versus Serbia, with Alex Dunn and John Gibby taking a look at this one.
Well, three games coming up in the World Cup on Sunday. And the first of them sees Costa Rica take on Serbia at 1 o'clock. And Costa Rica 18-5 for this one. The draw 21-10. And Serbia 10-11. The odds-on favourites. My name's John Gibby. And I'm joined to take a look at this one by Alex Dunn. Alex, you've been looking at so many games already in the World Cup.
Mm.
And we've only had a couple of matches take place at the time we record this, so we're not quite sure how that wisdom has panned out.
I'd imagine probably not particularly well, and listeners are probably sick of me, but tough luck, you've got me for Sunday's games as well now.
Fantastic.
You might have some respite on the Monday games perhaps, but now I'm looking forward to this one actually. Costa Rica-Serbia is one of those games that has the potential to be really, really entertaining. It may not be, who knows. As we record this, we're watching the latter stages of Egypt-Uruguay, and it has been the dampest of squibs, but I don't think this one will be. I'm hoping it isn't anyway.
There's a man we're both quite familiar with, probably play a leading role in this game as well. Mm. Of course, Aleksandar Mitrovic. If he's going to score in Serbia to win, that's enhanced odds available on that one. It was 2-1. It's up to 9-4.
Yeah, you're a Fulham fan. I'm a Newcastle fan. We've pretty much got the monopoly on Aleksandar Mitrovic. We know exactly what he's capable of. Rumours of him moving either to Fulham or elsewhere in Europe for around about 20 million. He's a good player. He's effective when he's not kicking people. He doesn't fit into the way that Newcastle play under Rafa Benitez. But when he is made to feel like the main man and everyone plays to his strengths, then he is an effective striker. And I don't mind that, to be honest. Dimitrovic to score Serbia to win, pushed out from 2s to 9 to 4. When you factor in that Serbia are odds on to win the game, I think it's fair enough, actually. So that's one bet that I certainly couldn't put you off. But if you are looking at goal scorers, there's one who stands out like a sore thumb here at the price. And we're going to go with Serbia, and we're going to go any time on Sergej Milinkovic-Savic, Lazio's player. Hasn't played many times for Serbia at all, but he's going to, I would imagine, he's going to be given a bit more of a free rein for the Serbian side here. Will most likely be the player that is buzzing in and around Aleksandar Mitrovic. And the 3-1 for him to score any time seems perfectly fine to me. Talking about Costa Rica, we saw them at Elland Road against England, and they were pretty average, to be honest. They didn't really offer much.
I was more impressed with like the 56 fans they managed to bring to the away end there.
Exactly. And they had I think they only just got into England, hadn't they? They had a really quick turnaround from their previous game. So, you know, you can make excuses, it was a friendly, etc., etc. But the long and short of it is, they didn't look particularly special. I'm willing to be proved wrong on that, and I don't think that Costa Rica at 18-5 can be wholeheartedly discounted, because it is a big price, and Serbia aren't giants. But I think they will be good enough to win this. I think it's priced up just about right, actually. If you had Serbia any bigger than even money, you'd be starting to think, ooh, crikey. Yeah. So I'm quite happy to stick with Serbia for the win. I do like the Mitrovic enhancement, Mitro to score, and Serbia to win at 9-4. But my best bet will be Milinkovic-Savic anytime at 3-1. I'll be honest with you, I thought that would be markedly shorter. I thought we'd be looking at twos, perhaps 9-4 on that. I think that's a perfectly good price. And if you want to back him to score first as well, he's 15-2. So certainly a big enough price if you like the look of it.
In terms of the enhanced odds as well, a few others available. Costa Rica to score in both halves, 11-2 out to 7-1. It's tough to take that one on trust when you look at what they've achieved in the friendlies and the run-up to the tournament and the strength of the Serbian side.
Yeah, I think that they are quite free-flowing, Costa Rica. They're sort of a bit cavalier at times, so it's not the worst bet. The one that I don't like, I'll say this much, Serbia to win by 2 or more goals at 3-1, I think that's a little bit too short. I think this will be a fairly tight game. I think there'll be a few goals, but I can certainly see this finishing 2-1. Something like that. I think Serbia will come out on top. But
maybe Serbia to win both teams to score 18-5?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park by any means for the Serbians. But at 10-11, they're just about backable. But as I said, I'm going to stick with Milinkovic-Savic. He's the man for me. And it'll be interesting to see how he gets on. He may well be the price play of the World Cup going forward.
Milinkovic-Savic to score then at any time for Alex Dunn. He's 3-1. On the William Hill website or on the app at time of recording. Costa Rica taking on Serbia in the first of Sunday's World Cup games.
Welcome to Costa Rica. There are about 750,000 species of insects, including 20,000 different types of spiders, and more than 10% of the world's butterflies live here. Be very specific when you're asking the taxi driver to take you for a fun night out in town. In Costa Rica, a discoteca is a nightclub, and a nightclub is actually a strip club. Costa Rica abolished its armed forces in 1949 and has no standing military. It does maintain a small force, but only for law and order and to assist foreign peacekeeping. And we'll finish with this one. Steven Spielberg's 1993 film Jurassic Park was filmed on the Costa Rican island of Isla del Coco.
The big boys of Group F go head-to-head next in the 4 p.m. game. Germany taking on Mexico. Both sides will be targeting a place in the knockout round. Germany, of course, the second favourites for the tournament. We can go back to Alex and John and hear what they think about this one.
In the middle of the three games taking place in the World Cup on Sunday, Germany take on Mexico in a Group F encounter. Germany, as you would expect, defending world champions. Odds on 1-2 to win this one. The draw 17-5, and Mexico are 5-1. Alex Dunn rejoins me to take a look at this encounter. And Alex, tough potentially to take on the defending champs here.
Yeah, I think it probably is. I think Mexico are a little undervalued in that they always seem to progress. They always seem to do fairly well in World Cups. But do I think that they're going to get anything against Germany? Honestly, no. The 2-1 on is okay. There is one bet I love here. I'm not even going to paddle around it. I'm going to go straight to it.
Get to the point.
Germany to win to nil is 7-5. That is big. It really is. We know what Germany are about. It's a tired stereotype that they are defensively very organised and strong. But they are. And you know exactly what you're getting. I don't think they're going to blow this World Cup apart, because I don't think that they've got the firepower for once.
Do they have a chance of making it to the final?
Yes. But I think they'll do it through winning 1-0 a lot of times, and 2-0 maybe.
Which is sort of a tactic in international competitions. We've seen used to quite effective results over the past few years.
Yeah, and you compare it to some of the other sides in the tournament and you think, well, at the drop of a hat, the likes of Brazil, of Spain, could go and score 3, 4, 5. And we, you know, I'm not saying Germany couldn't, but I just think that it hinges around the fact that I'm not the biggest fan of Timo Werner.
Right.
And I'm not saying he's a poor player, but I've seen people tipping him up for the Golden Boot, and I think that's because he is supposedly Germany's main man.
They do have other options.
They do, like, they do.
They're not a one-man side by any stretch.
I agree, but I think people are putting two and two together and going, well, he's going to be the one who's going to be playing the number nine role, if you like. So therefore, for a good side who are likely to get to the semi-finals, I want to back him. I'm not convinced, personally. So I'd be looking elsewhere if you are looking for German goal scorers. Again, team news dependent. Thomas Muller's always a good price because of where he plays. He's seldom the man through the middle, but again, that doesn't mean much in the way that they create a fair few chances, Germany. It's not, they're not dependent on one big main man having everything, as you alluded to there. So I don't mind Thomas Muller. Do you know who I would love to be back in here? Leroy Sané. Why is he not there?
Yeah.
I am absolutely astonished by
ruffled
that.
Ruffled a few feathers, didn't it?
I just think that he would be... Well, I was willing to back him for the Golden Boot, to be honest. If he was, if you could have said to me he's starting every game, which I know is very different to being in the squad, but still, I'm a huge, huge fan of his. What more does a man have to do to get in the squad?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's not there, so let's not talk about him too much, because it's going to get me upset. But no, the long and short of it is, I think that Germany will win this. I think it'll be fairly straightforward. I'd be prepared, actually, to have a correct score bet, which isn't a market that I often play in. But there's some games that you get a real feel for. And I think 2-0 to Germany is pretty safe here. It's 11-2. It's a fair enough price. But the winter nil is the one that I'm all over, without question. I think that's a cracking bet at 7-5. When you think that their odds on the twos on, it's just, it's what they do, isn't it?
So, you like Germany to winter nil here.
Mm-hmm.
Mexico, when we're thinking about Group F, are we thinking Germany and Mexico are the two teams most likely to get out? Sweden and South Korea, obviously, also in the group.
Well, it's interesting, that group, because there isn't a whipping boy on paper, which isn't a sentence I thought I'd ever say. but it's... Mexico just have a knack, don't they, of getting through.
Yeah.
And I'd be surprised if... Well, I say I'd be surprised if they don't. I think they've got a good chance of doing so. But Sweden are a tidy side. Of course, they beat Italy, didn't they, in the playoff to get here. And they were pretty good in those two legs. And South Korea are a bit of a... I don't want to call them an unknown quantity, because we know sort of what they're about, but they've got quality players. I mean, look at Son from Spurs. He is a player who... A bit similar to Sané, I suppose, in that on his day, he could tear somebody apart. So it's not plain sailing. I think Mexico will be quite wary as well. I reckon... This sounds awfully negative. If you offered Mexico a 1-0 defeat here, they'd take it right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's about the other two games.
Exactly. It's almost like you'll have two little group, mini groups going on here, with Germany just doing their own thing and then the other three playing for second spot. Sounds negative, and Germany can be beaten. That they're not that good.
It's not like it's the deepest group in the whole competition.
No. Honestly, yes, I do think Mexico will go through. I think they will. But if you're going to back them, wait till after this game, because I think they will lose this one. And then their price will be pretty big, you would imagine. So... but no, I'm quite happy to stick with Germany here. Winter nil, the best bet for me. But yeah, just not convinced about the way that Germany will line up compared to what they could have done.
It's very difficult as well, and I know the statistics, you know, are well handled on this, but to come back and win an international competition again. I know Spain went on a little run between the Euros and the World Cup, but what's the stat about World Cups? Was it Brazil 1970-74 the last time a team won two World Cups in a row?
It might be.
I think that's right.
You've got me there, John, I'll be honest. No, but that's the thing. It is difficult. And similar to Spain, Germany's side has actually, in the last few years, I say similar to Spain, Spain are going to have to do it after this World Cup. A bit of a regeneration, almost.
Yeah.
Germany are sort of drip-feeding players into the side, gradually. But they've still got that mix of experience. They could win this thing. They could. Nobody would be surprised. It's Germany, for goodness sake. It's exactly what they do. But I think they will get off to a winning start here against the Mexicans on Sunday afternoon.
Axton likes Germany to win to nil against Mexico. What was the price on that again?
7-5.
7-5 on the William Hill website or on the app.
Hi, I'm Bruce Millington. Welcome along to the Racing Post World Cup betting previews. We are going to look at the question of, can you write off the Germans? They play Mexico at 4 o'clock on Sunday. Dan Childs, are you sweet on Germany this time around?
Maybe slightly right off. I'm going to go for a draw here. Mexico are competitive in group games, lost two of the last 15 World Cup group games. Germany lost to Austria in a friendly 2-1, scraped past Saudi Arabia 2-1. Not quite right, Germany, a draw for me.
Mark Langdon, what sort of game have we got lined up here?
I think we've got a game that's full of goals, Bruce. So, yeah, I mean, something like Germany to win and both teams to score could be the way to go in this one. Germany have got all the, you know, Werner and Muller and players like that up front, but they've only kept one clean sheet in their last eight matches. They did beat Mexico 4-1, though, at the Confederations Cup last summer.
The Racing Post football betting experts will be bringing you more wisdom throughout the tournament.
Brazil start their World Cup campaign against Switzerland in a 7 p.m. kickoff on Sunday. The most successful team in the competition's history and the tournament favourites this year. Plenty will be pinned on the shoulders of Neymar, but they've got attacking quality absolutely everywhere. And with Tite at the helm, there are plenty of Brazilians thinking that this year could well be their year. Once again, will they get off to a flying start against Switzerland, though?
Hi, I'm Bruce Millington. Welcome to the Racing Post World Cup betting previews. We're looking ahead to the 7 o'clock game on Sunday night. Dazzling World Cup favourites Brazil against Switzerland. Mark Landon, do you sense an upset here?
No chance. I'm going to go for a Brazil 2-0 victory. The quality they've got going forward with Neymar, Gabriel Jesus, Willian and Coutinho. I think they'll get in front in the first half sometime, and then as Switzerland push on, Brazil can hit them on the counter for a comfortable win.
Dan Charles, I'm really looking forward to this one. What should my bet be?
Brazil to win 2-0. Brazil also decent defensively, conceded 11 goals in 18 South American qualifiers in a tough group. Seferovic up front for Switzerland, not good enough. Scored one goal in their playoff against Northern Ireland. I think it's a mismatch.
Join us for more World Cup betting advice soon.
Welcome to Switzerland, where 7 billion chunks of Toblerone are made each year. The Swiss also drink the highest amount of soft drinks in the world. Now, if you like a big clock, Europe's largest clock face is in Zurich. Interestingly enough, Charlie Chaplin spent the last 25 years of his life in this country, above the shores of Lake Geneva. The first ever ready-made cup of soup was made by Julius Maggi in 1889. Maggi was then acquired by Nestle in 1947. And did you know this? In Switzerland, you can lease a cow. During the time of the lease, you're entitled to all the cheese that's made from your cow's milk.
Games sees Brazil take on Switzerland. Of course, Brazil favourites for World Cup glory this year in Russia. They get their campaign underway against Switzerland and are 4-11 to win it. The draw 18-5. Switzerland, as you would expect, the outsiders at 15-2. John Gibby here, joined by Alex Dunn, to take a look at this one. And if you're a Brazilian, Alex, imagine yourself in that position for a minute.
Okay.
Put yourself in their shoes. You're hoping for a relatively easy introduction to this World Cup campaign in this match, you would have thought.
It's sort of a lovely first game because no one's expecting them to go wild.
Yeah.
It's not like they're playing Saudi Arabia and people are expecting them to win 4-5, 6-0. At the same time, it's not so difficult that... I wouldn't even say it's a banana skin. You know what you're getting with the Swiss. And they're not a bad side. They're not, and I actually thought the Swiss could go pretty close in the Euros, and they were a little underwhelming in the end. That side hasn't changed a great deal, and they are what they are. They may get out the groups. It's one of those groups where you couldn't really rule any of the other three sides out, Costa Rica and Serbia being the other two.
You'd think Brazil and Serbia, wouldn't you?
I don't think there's much between Serbia and Switzerland, to be honest. Yeah, I'm not... I wouldn't be as keen to write Switzerland off as you are, John.
Apologies if they're only Swiss this week.
I was going to say. No, I don't mind the Swiss, but I don't think they'll do anything to trouble Brazil here. Well, I say I don't think they'll do anything. The way that Brazil are, I wouldn't be surprised at all if Switzerland score in this game. So that's sort of going to be the main subject of the bet. Now, Brazil and both teams to score is 23-10, which is fair enough when you factor in that they're 4-11 in the outright market. It's one heck of a boost, that. So I don't mind that. But the market it's a little bit shorter, but it's safer, as far as I'm concerned, is over 2.5 match goals, full stop. So if Brazil win 3-0, lands. Brazil win 2-1, lands. Switzerland score twice, it'll land, because Brazil will score at some point. 4-5 is surprisingly big on this. I thought we'd be seeing this a little bit shorter than it is. I mean, cast your mind back to the World Cup in Brazil. First game for Brazil against Croatia, who, granted, are probably a little bit better than Switzerland are. But straight away, Marcelo scores an own goal, and Brazil have to come back. They won 3-1 in the end in that opening game. Now, I know that obviously it's different players, different teams, etc., etc., different atmosphere. But I think we could see a similar story here. I wouldn't be surprised if Switzerland even took the lead in the game and Brazil were to come back. I think Brazil will win. I think there'll be goals. But rate Switzerland off at your peril. They can do something in this match. Something.
What do you think about the Brazil squad as a whole? Obviously, they've got a number of threats going forward. You know, Neymar, Jesus.
I don't know what to make of the aforementioned two there. Because I was looking at having some kind of daft acca for players to be the top goal scorer for their nations.
Right.
I can't choose between those two.
Yeah.
I suppose Neymar's on penalties. Always a good thing. Jesus is the archetypal number nine main man. But then Neymar is the main man. But then you've got Firmino in there. And then you've got Coutinho as well. And you kind of go, right, I'm not having that bet anymore.
Is Jesus more in a position where he could potentially have a breakthrough tournament?
Oh, yeah.
In a way, whereas the others have been there and done that.
Look at old Ronaldo.
Yeah.
The original.
The original and the best.
He, in France 98, almost had what Jesus could do here.
Yeah.
That kind of, oh, wow. Not only, we know what Jesus is about. He's not the best striker in the world. Could he be? Maybe, I suppose. I'm not saying he couldn't. I'm not saying he could either. But the amount of chances that Brazil create, he's going to be in a position here where, as long as he stands on the penalty spot, he should be getting three or four goals in this competition. He should be. But again, when you're in a team with Neymar, who can be a little bit selfish, it could be a little bit frustrating sometimes to almost match up, you know, with those. Look, I do rate Brazil, and I think, hand on heart, I think they're going to coast through to the quarters. I think they've got a nice group.
Yeah.
Without any real curveballs.
They
in
are
there.
Easily the best team in their group.
Yeah.
Even if second place is very much up for grabs. I mean, I'm not saying they will, but even if Costa Rica grabs second, it wouldn't be the biggest shock in the history of...
Oh, no, not at all. No. But I just can't see Brazil not winning the group.
Yeah.
And then from there on in, you're kind of going right. And I think I'm right in saying that they've got a nice last 16 draw as well. And then all of a sudden you're in the quarters without really realising, you know.
Yeah.
Look, they know exactly what to do, Brazil. They'll win this game. They'll add a goal in. It's just what they do. They're a bit carefree. But that's fine. So I'll take Brazil both teams score 23-10. Over 2.5 goals, 4-5. And I suppose if you were going to push me for a goal scorer, I think Jesus any time at 17-20. But to be fair, you could probably back them both. Neymar any time, 3-4 as well. If you have a strong fancy, listeners, go with it. Because, like I said, I've had a real quandary picking between the two of them. I'll tell you who we've not mentioned Douglas Costa. We've not mentioned Willian. You know, they've got strength in depth going forward, haven't they?
Yeah.
And maybe on your odds, if possible, Marcelo to get an assist, something like that. Throw that in with some of the things. Because that guy can't defend for Toffee, but he can attack. This should be a really entertaining game. It's a lovely game to end the weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brazil, but plenty of goals for me.
Go with your heart on the goal scorers. The advice of Alex Dunn in that game between Brazil and Switzerland. A full range of markets enhanced odds, your odds. All the rest of it available on the William Hill website or on the app ahead of all of Sunday's games in the World Cup.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.